You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, it's a topic I've had on my list for a couple of weeks here, and I think maybe even 3 weeks ago didn't get to with you and didn't get to with Jim Hunter, and conveniently, it remains a really good topic because Manny Machado continues to absolutely rake. It seems like quietly, oddly, given the amount of hype he got earlier in his career, quietly he has really kind of made the leap offensively. And so I wonder first just what you're seeing from him when you watch him at the plate in 2015.
Well, you know, I was talking to the hitting coach, Kurt Colwell, yesterday, and it seems like he is being more patient, hitting all parts of the park, and he's kind of developing a little bit more into that power guy. I mean, he's still so young, 22, 23 years old, and I think you expected that those doubles that he hit a few years ago would become home runs, and that's what's happening now. So I think he likes the leadoff role. He's taken to it. He's done a nice job, and he's just kind of evolving the way people thought. He had those injuries, and people kind of forgot about him. Like you said, it's a little bit quieter this year, but having a really nice year.
One of the things, and you did just touch on this, that really stands out, you know, he had in the minors a pretty good strike zone. And then his first couple years in the majors, that ratio was not good. He struck out not excessively, but a lot, and didn't walk much. This year he's really walking a lot more, not to the point where it's he's looking to walk, but it seems like he's kind of found that strike zone he had in the minors. Is that a conscious decision, or is that just a guy kind of improving pitch recognition, feeling more comfortable, just kind of developing as a hitter?
I don't know if it's a conscious decision. I think you'd have to ask him that. I can't speak for him in terms of that, but I think he's evolving a little bit. He's maturing a little bit, and you're starting to see a player who's kind of coming into their own. You know, he had injuries, like I mentioned. He had periods where he really struggled at the plate, and now he's kind of figuring out who he is as a hitter and who he is as a player a little bit more. That's, I think, what you're seeing this year.
You had mentioned earlier in the year that he was having some defensive struggles, and it kind of, to some extent, went unnoticed because he's been such a good defensive player. How has he looked defensively in recent weeks?
Better. You know, he's, I think, trying to be a little less flashy. And early on, I think a lot of those plays could have been made if he wasn't trying to kind of make them look a little flashier. You know, he's simplified things. Having J.J. Hardy next to him, was such a simple guy who makes really tough plays look easy, certainly goes a long way and helps in that regard. But I think he's getting better. Offensively, this is definitely a better year than defensively for him. I don't think he's a guy who jumps out at you as winning a Platinum Gold Glove again. I do believe he's at the top of the team in error still. And, you know, part of that is getting off, like we mentioned, to a really rocky start defensively. But he has been better lately, and obviously that's huge for the Orioles. Such a big cornerstone of what they do is defense.
One thing that jumps out, and you've naturally mentioned health a couple of times already in these couple of minutes, and he is obviously finally healthy, it seems. One thing that really seems to reflect that, he's got more steals this year than in the entire rest of his career combined. Is that something that should continue to be in his game? Maybe not, I mean, not a 30 or 40 guy, but a guy who might steal 15, 20 bags a year?
Yeah, I think so. Again, like you said, he's not going to be a huge speed guy all the time, but I think it just shows how good he's feeling, how good his legs are feeling. And we saw that dating back to spring training. We talked a lot about the fact that he was running a lot more on the base paths in the Grapefruit League. So definitely a really good sign.
The other guy who's obviously a key core to this lineup, Adam Jones, they've been doing without a lot lately, with the acknowledgement that this really is as day-to-day as injuries can be. It really is every day what's the story. Right now, as we talk, where does Adam Jones' injury situation stand?
Well, he's not in the lineup again tonight, and they're finally starting to say that potentially he could be a DL. He's not going to be a DL tonight, so he's not going to be the move that they're still waiting on, which is the move that they need to activate tonight, starter Wei-Yin Chen. But he could potentially, if he's not ready by this weekend, be the move that brings infielder Jonathan Scope back from rehab. He's been at Double-A Bowie, and they feel like he can come and help the team soon. So you're getting to the point now with Adam where they probably should have, when it first crept up, just DL'd him and really just gotten it out. But instead, they let him rest a few days. They put him in as DH in Toronto. I think that hurt him a lot. And now you're talking about a guy who hasn't played in almost a week, and it's one of those teams that can't go short for that long. So I would expect a resolution within the next day or two when it comes to him, whether it's DL or whether it's he's ready to get back in there and start playing.
Is the expectation, regardless, that even if they DL him, we're not looking at a long-term thing? It's get him that remaining week, week and a half to get right?
Right. There's nothing structurally wrong with his shoulder. So they've been trying to avoid it, but, again, they might just need the roster spot.
It's weird to say when the face of the franchise is ailing, but aside from Jones, it seems like this team is pretty close to as whole and as healthy as it's been all year. Are they kind of getting that feeling in the clubhouse that, hey, maybe some things are starting to turn our way?
A little bit. You know, they've won, I think, six or seven straight series, so they're starting to play better, certainly 15 of 20 going into tonight. So I think getting Matt Wieters back was big. It's no coincidence they went on this run right when they got him back. And you mentioned about the Jones is out, and, you know, they haven't really pitched all that well either, but somehow they've managed to keep winning. And guys like Manny Machado have really helped them, and, you know, they're getting some good relief outings out of their bullpen closers. Zach Britton has been fantastic. So they've been able to piece it together. So I think they are kind of becoming more of the team everybody thought they were going to be, but they still have a ways to go.
You mentioned Jonathan Scope. How close is he to being back?
He could be back tonight if they had an injury / a roster spot that they could actually move around for him. Honestly, I mean, he's been really good. He was in Baltimore today. He's playing a buoy again tonight, and you know, he's ready. He's ready to return. But like I said, they have a lot of unauctionable pieces, which has really made it difficult for them to maneuver around the roster, and that's why they're going to wait a few more days on Scope, see if something presents itself, whether it's Adam Jones or something else.
They've gotten pretty nice production in his absence, and I get the impression they like Flaherty quite a bit. When Scope comes back, does he step right into being the everyday second baseman, or is there any kind of a job share there?
No, he'll become the everyday second baseman. They like Flaherty as their utility guy, but when you look at the bottom of the order, Flaherty's not a guy you expect to go deep. Jonathan Scope was having a really nice second season offensively, and they're, in my opinion, they miss his stat a lot. I mean, he's a guy who you can slot in eighth or ninth and really has the potential to hurt you. So he really makes their lineup a lot stronger. I don't think there's any question that he'll be at second base when he is fully ready and deemed ready to come back.
And then one last thing, something you addressed in your inbox this week. Kevin Gausman came up, pitched pretty well. What is the plan for him going forward? Now that the rotation is apparently fully healthy again, does it sort of resume that holding pattern where he goes down to AAA and starts and is ready at a moment's notice, or what's the kind of plan for him going forward?
Pretty much. I mean, they just didn't have any other options. He had to be the guy to go. They can't option any of their other starters the way it's set up right now. So, yes, they want him to be on a consistent schedule. Yes, they'd like him to be part of their rotation now, but as I alluded to, they don't have any roster flexibility. So they felt like putting him in Norfolk, kind of making sure his innings are up, because he's only had 12 innings in the major leagues this year. So they want to make sure that he pitches more than 80 or 90 innings this year. So they'll be able to do it a little bit better in Norfolk when winning can sometimes become secondary to guys' development. So they feel like this was the best move for them. But he's going to be a short phone call away. I mean, the second they need a starter, they've got Tyler Wilson, they've got Mike Wright, they got Gausman down there. So they feel pretty good about their pitching depth and where it is.
Is a healthy and stretched out Gausman a clear first choice if they need a starter, or has that depth chart been jumbled at all based on how some of these guys have done as they've come up?
I think it's a little closer than people think, Matthew. I think that Tyler Wilson and Mike Wright have certainly made a really nice impression, and when they look at it, I think a lot of it's just going to come down to whose turn it is. When you look at those guys and they look down to Norfolk if they need a starter, who's been rested, who's going to stay on turn, maybe who did best the last time out, because they really hold all three of those guys in high regard. All three of those guys have proven that they can pitch and pitch well in the major leagues.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.